We continue the laws of Leil HaSeder, continuing with Urhatz. Of course, after the Kiddush, the Halakha says that everybody makes Netilat Yadayim in the same way that we make Netilat Yadayim for eating bread. Even though we're not eating bread this time, but we're involved in dipping the karpas into salt water, and according to the Halakha, that also requires a Netilat Yadayim. Of course, Beli Beracha. So again, you wash three times on your right hand consecutively, then three times on your left hand consecutively. No beracha. Preferably, one should not talk after this netilat yadayim until he actually eats the karpas itself. That's where Chavadya comes out in the Chazon of Adya in Daf Lamed Bet. The next halakha says we take the karpas. Now again, our custom is to take the celery. The different reasons why we take the celery, karpas, is also the letters of Samech Parech, which means that the 600,000 Jews, which is hinted in the Samech, the 60 myriads of Jews that suffered Parech, Avodat Parech, during the enslavement in Mitzrayim. Now, the question is it proper to lean or not during the karpas? Actually, there is a great machloket on this subject. The Shibboleh Aleket writes, Ochel Karpas Belo Aseba. And the logic is, again, if it's Samech Parech, if it's commemorating the Avodat Parech, the backbreaking labor, so it's Zechel Le'avdut. So if it's Le'avdut, you're not going to lean. However, the Abu Daram writes, the Yochlenu Baseba, that you're supposed to eat it baseba, because the real reason, according to the reason why you eat the karpas in the cellar, in the salt water, just to let the children ask why are we doing something strange, in order to get their curiosity piqued, so they'll start to discuss the subject of the seder. So that's part of the inyan of the Haggadah. So therefore, you should do what he says baseba. So therefore, we have a machloket on this subject. The halakha should be known that Chaim Palachi writes in Sefer Chaim LaRosh that you should eat some of the karpas sitting straight, and then some of the karpas leaning, in order to fulfill both shitot. Chacham Avadya writes, if somebody comes and asks the she'elah, we tell them, sheva al ta'aseh adif, that you don't have to lean for the karpas, but if somebody wants to, he writes, they may as well. Somebody wants to be mahmir, like Rav Chaim Palachi, again, like we said, you could eat a little leaning and a little not to fulfill all the shitot. Should be noted that the halakha says one should try to eat less than a kezayit, less than 30 grams, in order that he doesn't put himself in a safek regarding the beracha. Last but not least, the question is, when you make borei pri adamah on the celery, it's preferable that the balabayit makes the beracha, and everybody else listens and has kavanah to be yotze, based on the principle of Birovam, Hadrat Melech. It's always better for one person to make the beracha, and everybody to join in and answer amen. Should be known that the balabayit that's making the adamah should have kavanah to not only be motzi the karpas, but also the maror. That's also an adama that's going to be eaten after the motzi, after the matzah. So you should have that kavanah as well, and it should have kavanah to be motzi the people. Now sometimes the Baal HaBayit is megamgim. He's not clear in his lashon, and he swallows words. In that case over there, it's better that everybody makes the beracha on their own, and not rely on the Baal HaBayit's beracha. Lastly, the Ben Ish Chai does bring down in Parashat Tzav, that after one eating the karpas, you should leave the karpas on the ke'ara. You shouldn't clear the whole karpas, now the ke'ara is missing one of the simanim, which is all the simanim on the ke'ara should remain on the ke'ara throughout the seder. They bring a remez on the pasuk, it says, Erhas b'nekayon kapai va'asobeba et mizbachacha Hashem. The word mizbachacha is Rashi Tevot. The mem stands for matzah and maror. The zayin stands for zeroa. The bet stands for betzah. The het stands for hazeret and haroset. And the chav stands for karpas. Mizbachacha. That's like the mizbeach. And therefore, the seder, the ke'ara, should remain complete. So you should, even though you're eating from the celery, you should leave some of the celery on for the duration of the seder.